Could I just clarify, as a mining magnate, that's how you've made essentially your money. Would it be fair to say, if we had to sum up your party in a phrase, that Palmer United Party is a pro-mining party?
No, it's just rubbish. You know, I'm standing as an Australian because I'm concerned about the living standards of people in the Hunter Valley, and they're not getting a fair go. That's what I'm here as an Australian. My family's had a strong commitment to this country. I lost my uncle in World War One. Five of us served in the Second World War in the Kokoda Track in Tobruk. My nephew, Squadron Leader Martin Brewster, led into Fed. I'm standing because I'm Australian. I think that Australian, I think the guys we've got are hopeless. We need to do something better. I'm standing as a citizen of this country. That's what I'm standing for. And our party doesn't have any mining policies. That's just a media beat-up.
What are your plans for the seats of Lyne and Paterson regarding mining and coal seam gas?
Well, first of all, mining and coal seam gas is a state issue, and I've been very public about the question of that all the technology that's used in Australia isn't up to the safety standards that it should be, and I'm concerned about that. It doesn't matter whether it's mining, it doesn't matter whether it's coal seam gas or any activity. The government should ensure that the technology and the people's health and lives are not put at risk. And the same principle should apply to all activities.
I understand, Mr. Palmer, that one of your party policies, you've got a five-prong policy, is that you want wealth to stay in the electorate it was generated in. Isn't that essentially a kind of a pro-mining stance insofar as it forcing communities into mining if they want to reap any benefits from the minerals boom?
Well, it's a wholly defeatist attitude. The question is wealth. It's nothing to do with minerals. It's wealth. We've got great wine-growing regions. Agriculture should be reinvigorated. You won't do that with the bunch you've currently got. This is saying the community itself needs to get some feedback from the wealth they're creating. I use the word wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H. That's different to mining and mining wealth. It's got nothing to do with mining. It's to do with activity, commerce, ideas. Governments may come and go, but ideas go on forever. That's what fuels our economy. That's what we need to get moving. The current lot you've got, yeah, Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott wouldn't know what to. They've never had a job, never been in industry, and don't know how to get their country moving. Anyone knows that.
So you're pretty keen to protect those other boutique industries such as vineyards, horse studs, aquaculture, anything of that nature?
Well, again, you're just misleading people. I've never said anything about protecting. I've said about providing incentives and making them competitive, which we can do, and Australians can achieve a lot. At the moment, we've got policies which mean we're going to spiral the economy down to the size of a very small pea, and there'll be nothing for anybody. It's time we got positive, said, what can we do as Australians? Take some of our mineral wealth, for example. You want to talk about minerals from Queensland and Western Australia? Bring them to the Hunter Valley. Establish downstream processing. We export nickel ore at $50 a tonne. The Japanese turn it into nickel at $15,000 a tonne. They provide jobs for their people and the third biggest economy, and we do nothing. We need to take some of that to the unemployed people in New South Wales. How can it be the case when Japanese wages are higher, their energy costs are more, they suffer from the tyranny of distance? We need a politicians that care about this country, and that's what we haven't got at the moment.
Okay, I'm just
in line in Paterson.
Okay, I just want to clarify. So you're providing incentives. So you are in support of looking after local industry?
Well, I'm in support of making opportunities for local industry and getting manufacturing going that we can compete in. We don't want to be locked into the past. We want to be locked into the future. Everyone knows, for example, Australia has got natural advantages in minerals, but we give it away to Japan, to China, to Korea. We don't have it for our own citizens who desperately need it. It's time we gave these politicians a boot in Canberra, as the great E.J. Whitten said, the AFL hero, Teddy Whitten. We've got to stick it up and make sure the community gets heard for a change. We're going to make a noise to make sure people of the Hunter are not exploited. We're going to bring electricity prices down, help pensioners. It's terrible what's going on in this country.
Now, what about cheap imports and the impact they're having on agriculture and fishing sectors? What's the position there?
Well, one of the most important things we need to do, first of all, is tell the truth to people. We need to change our labelling laws to ensure that, you know, the only product that's labelled Australian is actually produced in Australia. At the moment, 50% of the cost of a product, and you get Australian, that can just be your packaging. Our policy is to make it 95% of all produce must be produced in Australia to be packaged as Australian. That's how Australians know what's produced here. That's also to protect people on Australian standards and our health community. That's what we need to do.
It's 8:45 on ABC Mid-North Coast Mornings with Michael Spooner. Clive Palmer, the head of Palmer United Party, is my guest this morning. Mr. Palmer, knowing the opposition to mining and concerns over environmental impacts, etc., you know, all the way from the Upper Maclay in the north to the Gloucester Valley in the south regarding gold, antimony, coal seam gas, coal, why even bother running candidates on the Mid-North Coast? What are you hoping to achieve?
We're hoping to win. We'll win both seats and we'll win the Senate ticket. That's why we're standing. We're standing, as I said to you, because we're Australian. You're trying to narrow it back and don't think Australians have got an interest. I'm sure the people of those areas don't want to pay higher electricity prices. Look, the reality of it is in the Hunter Valley, the average guy gets $65,000 a year. He pays $20,000 in tax, $5,000 to $7,000 in electricity prices, with the carbon price going to $38,000 in this current year. And how can he support his family? How can he look after his kids? It's time we reassess the whole thing. It's about jobs, community, and people that are living now to ensure the people that are alive today have a reasonable life to look after their family. You've got pensioners in the electorate going to northern Queensland because they can't afford the heating bills in the Hunter Valley. It's just not on.
Okay. You're hoping to win both seats. As I understand, roughly about 30 people turned out in Port Macquarie to see you. What was the turnout like in Taree?
Well, your understanding's wrong. There was more than 30 people. Look, we had about 150 in Taree. And we're at the, of course, Matt Adams, our Senate candidate, played a game of football and a couple of thousand people there. I mean, you go to the Liberal Party, they get two people and a dog, it turns out, but you don't run that on your program. That's because there's a bias in the media between the two parties, between Labor and Liberal.
Are you concerned that people actually came to see you and not your candidates on the weekend?
I don't think that's the case. I think they came to see our candidates. You know, Matt Adams is a well-known person. He's well-known in New South Wales. He's played State of Origin football. And, you know, people know him in the community because he's lived there all his life.
What about the candidate for the federal seat of Lyon? Who is the candidate?
Well, he lives in Lyon, and he's been there for a long time, and he's done a really good job.
What's his name again? I'm sorry?
Well, look, I'm not going to be quizzed by you on rubbish. Okay, do you want to ask me some other questions or not?
No, I'm confused because there are
the
papers...
Bye-bye.
Mr. Palmer...